What's up, everyone? How are you guys doing this wonderful day? It's your host, Drake King Max, and welcome back to another episode of the Bright Man Podcast. It has been a while since I spoke to you guys, and I'm sorry, but hey, we're back. And summer was fun. No, it wasn't, bro. I sprained my ankle. It was bad. I think I was even crying. But hey, let's move past that. I started high school 4 weeks ago. And I just want to thank God for giving me the strength to overcome the overwhelming feeling I had going into high school. Because it wasn't the best feeling, it wasn't the worst feeling, but it was definitely not fun. And I want to thank God for giving me the strength to face it, you know? So I'm going to be talking about a topic that I low-key struggled with over the summer. Body dysmorphia. I'm fine now, thanks to my parents, thanks to God, and like thanks to friends and family. And also thanks for working hard. But like, I just feel like I should talk about this because also a lot of people, I know a lot of people I've heard from, have been struggling with this. Body dysmorphia. So what is the definition of body dysmorphia? It has been classified as a mental illness involving obsessive focus on a person's perceived flaw in appearance. The flaw might be minor or imagined, but the person may spend hours a day trying to fix it. The person may try cosmetic procedures or exercise excessively. Now, before I move on, I just wanted to say this real quick. I think body dysmorphia has actually, like, it's actually influenced by what people have said in the past. Does that make sense? Like, it's influenced. Like, body dysmorphia sees what people have said and not what people are saying. Because sometimes that's why it's really important to surround yourself with a positive environment. There's something called constructive criticism. But like, I feel like nowadays in society, no one uses that anymore. They just give you straight the way it is. It has its good and bad sides. I mean, they're being straightforward with you. But it depends on the way people say it, and it can affect you. No matter how nonchalant you try to get, like, you know what? They can say whatever they want. It's just going to stick with you. And I feel like it doesn't exactly impact you at that stage. But later on, when you start to try to do something, you hear those voices back in your head. So let me move on. I hope you get what I'm saying. There are a lot of causes of body dysmorphia. A lot. But the major ones that we've seen every day, and like I'm really here to talk about, they're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? Bullying. I'm starting with bullying. People are teased in school, some as a joke and some as a retort. It's getting bad. It's really getting bad. And like, some people say it just because they want to be mean. Some say it because they don't mean it. They think you're not going to take it personal, but like, it is going to, they're going to take it personal. Trust me. Social media. I feel like I actually need to talk about this one more. You see, every day we scroll, especially as teenagers, we have this role models, this actors we like so much, this influencers we like so much. We're scrolling through their page. We see their photos, their pictures. And we wonder, why can't we look like this? Social media is it's not always what it seems. I promise you. Like, bro, before, and I'm saying this because, like, I'm going to use Snapchat, for example. Before I can send a perfect snap, I've taken, like, 5 pictures. Now, I'm just a normal, everyday guy. You know? Now, imagine those actors. Imagine those influencers. They're not just taking 5 pictures, deleting them, sending them. They're editing it. They're, looking for angles, looking for light. They have the resources to, like, edit it to make it look so perfect. Picture perfect. Trust me, things are not always the way they seem. Now, this one, a lot of people have complained to me about it. Family teasing. Sometimes it just gets too much for me. I think it just gets too much, honestly. The family may not be trying to do the worst thing ever, but like, it just gets too much for some people to handle. Now, comparison. Comparing yourself to your friends. There's a difference between looking up to someone and comparing yourself to someone. I feel like it's not stressed enough. Looking up to someone is not saying, if only I had this. Looking up to someone is something like, you know what, one day I'm going to look like him. I'm going to be better than him. That's looking up to someone. But comparison is, it's literally so contrast. Comparison, you're comparing your attributes and wishing you had his or her features. It leads to envy, leads to jealousy, leads to many different things. But like, comparison and looking up to someone is very different. Insecurities. insecurities. We develop insecurities in different ways, but like those also lead to body dysmorphia. I think that is pretty self-explanatory. And I said six, also body shaming. When we body shame others and when others body shame us. Because like, when us body shaming other people also have something to do with it. Take it or leave it. Once we make fun of other people, it's gonna like hit us in the back that, you know what I'm saying? But body shaming and being body shamed has an effect on body dysmorphia. Now, body dysmorphia can lead to a lot of things, but the major ones that are happening recently is eating disorders, overworking the body, depression, social anxiety, and low self-esteem. Eating disorders, anorexia, overeating, undereating. I think that's anorexia already, yeah. Once we see that, oh, I'm too fat, we try to diet. We call it a diet, but basically we're starving ourselves. That's not good, if you didn't know that already. You know, just educating you. That's not healthy. Your body's not getting enough nutrition to survive. And trust me, like, am I the only one who's gone outside and it's like really hot? This summer was raging hot, bro. Now, imagine your body is lacking in nutrients to survive in everyday activities. You think your body can handle the heat? You're gonna faint, bro. And then you try to go outside and you're feeling dizzy. And like people with low iron, you're not helping yourselves. Eat. Eat. Don't overeat. Don't undereat. But eat. Eat. And try to go for a walk or something. Don't just stay at home playing video games. Eat. It leads to eating disorders. Overworking the body. So there are some specific type of people. And I think this was the angle I took. I wasn't undereating. I wasn't overeating. But anytime I went to the gym, I'd make sure not to leave until like a part of me like hurt or something. Does that make sense? I don't do it anymore. I really do not have that time for that anymore. I just don't do it. Not just because I don't have the time, but I don't like find sense in it. You plan a routine, and once you're done with the routine, it's a different thing if you want to get some extra work in, but do not overwork yourself. And I think we all know when we're overworking ourselves. We all know that. We all know when we're overworking ourselves. Don't overwork yourself. You're done for your exercise of the day. Go home. Rest. Work. Do not overwork yourself. It leads to depression. This is self-explanatory. If you're worrying about how you look every day in the mirror, it's going to lead to different things. Suicidal thoughts. Like I said, depression is gonna find its way in one way or the other. Social anxiety. You're gonna be too busy how the shirt fits outside, how people think you look outside. You're gonna be too busy, and then it's gonna restrain you from talking to other people. Social anxiety and low self-esteem. Yeah, your pride as a person is literally gonna drastically reduce. Because now, like I said, you know why I said something earlier, Adam? What people have said starts to come back. Exactly. Now you see what people have said. But instead of taking it as a constructive criticism, you take it as judgment. And it affects you. Your self-esteem reduces. You just go shallow. That happens. Now, there are many cures to eating disorder. Body dysmorphia. But I think the most helpful ones, it worked for me. And I know it worked for other people because they've testified to it. First things first, so now I'm going to be doing two of those. First, how we can help ourselves and how our parents can help us, right? Now, how we can help ourselves. Positive surroundings. Please, surround yourself with positive people. And also, if you work out, take progress pictures. I think that helps a lot. You know, you see where you started from and you see where you are. That helps a lot. So anytime you feel like, wow, I'm not good enough, you can always reference to that picture and know that, wow, I've come a long way. Because it's not going to happen overnight. Just because the first day of your workout, you ran 8 miles, you lifted a lot of weight until you couldn't move your body, doesn't mean you're going to be necessarily fit the next day. You'll be sore. if you're lucky enough, you'll see some results. Like, people, it happens. You're going to see some results. Definitely, you're not going to be, like, muscular, no, but you're going to see some results. But guess what? It's a repetition for you to see actual progress. You have to keep going at it. So, you've been working out for 5 weeks, and you didn't see any result. Don't feel bad. It's okay. You're getting stronger, physically and mentally. I mean, think about it. 5 weeks is a lot of time. If you can keep going to the gym for 5 weeks straight, I think you should just be proud of that. The consistency is amazing, okay? Take it easy. Limit social media. Because first things first, not all we see on social media is true. Like I said, the process they've gone through just to get that picture-perfect image, oh, it's high, trust me. So limit social media. Don't go on it if you don't need to. You know? Limit social media. Have healthy competitions. Healthy rivals against your friend. Go to the gym with him. I have my best friend, and I have healthy competitions with him. Yeah. Healthy competitions helps a lot. They help a lot. I'm sorry. They do. They help a lot. Don't necessarily, like I said, there's a difference between looking up to someone and comparing yourself to someone. Look up to the people you're trying to be like, and don't compare yourself to them. Because the body works in two different, they work completely differently. You do not even know. Your genes are not the same. What works for you don't work for them. Do not compare yourself. And also have healthy competitions. And if you can't be healthy with your competitions, don't even have competitions at all. You don't have to look up to someone to get, you know, to look the way you want to. It's the way you want, it's not the way you want them to see you. Does that make sense? No. And understand that you're not alone, and it's okay. Body dysmorphia, it is not a phase, definitely, but you have the power to turn it over. You literally do. All you need is a positive change of mindset. You probably heard this from someone else before, but like, I'm telling you, just because you think you're not big enough, just because you think you're not small enough, and then you decide that, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym for the past five, for the next 5 weeks. But you've been going to the gym for longer before, right? It's not about how many work you put in, but it's about how many work you decide to put in. Does that make sense? Like, it's a change of mindset that helps. It's the change of mindset that helps. No matter how hard you work, no matter how fast you work, no matter how long you work, if you don't have the mindset to understand that it's okay, what I've done for today is enough, I should do this again tomorrow, you're not going to see any progress. It's in the mind. So you have to use your mind to combat it. Body dysmorphia is in the mind. So physical stuff will distract you from it, definitely, but it's not going to stop it. Be proud of where you've come from, and be proud of where you're going. Now, for the parents, I feel like this one is low-key important, because, like, our parents need to, like, watch us more. My parents watch me, like, you know what I mean? Don't tell them it's a phase. Don't be like, you're gonna get over it. Don't say that. I'm sorry, just don't say that. Don't tell them you're gonna get over it. You don't know that. Now, don't overfeed or underfeed. You're like, you're too skinny, you know what, you should eat a lot. Or, you're too fat, you know what, don't eat at all. Don't do that. Feed them what they need. Teach moderation. Because it goes in two ways. You think that, hey, I'm not big enough, you start eating too much. Or, hey, I'm not small enough, and you start working out too much. Teach moderation to your kids. Watch their eating patterns and help them eat healthy. Watch their eating patterns. And I feel like this is also important, because then you can actually realize if they have eating disorders and talk to them. And also tell them the pros and cons, and not just the cons of the solutions. Like, you're telling them, oh yeah, you're too big. you should go to the gym. Tell them that if you go to the gym, your health is going to get better. If you go to the gym, you're gonna feel more comfortable. Tell them the pros and not just the cons. Don't tell them that if you don't go to the gym, you're not gonna lose weight or you're gonna be alone. Like, tell them the pros, tell them the good things. Because like, every time we try to do something nowadays, we always start with the bad things. Like, for example, as a Christian, I see people trying to spread the gospel on TikTok, on Instagram, around me. And it's a beautiful thing what they're trying to do, but like, most of them always start with the negative part. Like, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you're going to go to hell. No. Tell them stuff like, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, like, if you do accept Jesus Christ, you're going to feel so much peace. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel confident. You know that there is someone watching over you, you know? Start with the pros and not just the cons. Sure, they need to know the cons, but like, the pros, like, we all want to do good things. We all want to have the good things first. It's just the way our mind is programmed to work. Except you're different and like, you like the bad stuff. What I'm just trying to say is, we all go towards good, easy benefits than the hard. You know? So yeah, start with the pros. And always pay attention to them and listen to them. Try to understand them. Now, body dysmorphia is not really fun, I promise you. It hurt bad, it hurts bad, and it can crush one's self-esteem. I was able to recover from it. It's not a disease, okay? But mine was really soft too, but I prayed about it. I spoke to my aunt about it, and I was fine. I realized that it's not going to happen overnight. And don't beat yourself up over the things you can't change. Now, as you try to combat body dysmorphia, always remember that life is a competition against yourself. No matter how, you're in a race, right? You're racing other people. Of course, it's a competition against them. But the truth is, it's a competition against yourself too. Against your past. Against how fast you're going and how fast you can go. Life is always going to be a competition against yourself. No one is physically or mentally perfect. What people say on the outside, there's a saying that goes, don't judge a book by its cover. I think it goes way beyond don't think something is negative just because of how bad it looks outside. I think it also goes to the extent of just because they're smiling every day, just because they have so much confidence, doesn't mean they're not going through stuff. You have the power to make a change. You do. It's all in the mind. And you can make a change. You just have to start. And then life is going to flow with you, you know? Insecurities are normal, but don't make them stop you from making you secure. Hear me out. You see, anytime we go to the gym, there's always this one person we're like, ooh, I wish I was the strongest though. But always remember that everyone at the gym is working to strive to get something. So obviously, everyone at the gym is insecure about something. But don't let your insecurity stop you from working out at the gym. Like, you're like at the gym, oh, I'm afraid they're going to look at me. So basically, you're telling me that you're afraid to make a change to make you feel more secure about yourself. Don't make your insecurities get to you. Don't make them stop you from moving forward. Like I said before, unhealthy competitions are very unnecessary. If it's getting to you, if it's getting to your friend, if it's beating you up negatively, there's a difference between motivation and, what's it called again? I forgot the word, but like, there's a difference between motivation and something bringing you down. There's a complete difference. There's a mighty difference. So unhealthy competitions are very unnecessary. If it's unhealthy, drop it. You don't need to compete. Like I said, it's a competition against yourself. Now, I came up with this little quote in the shower. Proud of myself for it. Don't strive to be perfect, but strive to be better than your best every single day. Strive to be better than your best every single day. Not just physically. And let me explain being better to you. Being better doesn't mean you went faster than you did yesterday. Being better means the fact that you got up to try to beat your record. Just by doing that every day, you're being better than the past. It's in the mind. So today was a long episode. I enjoyed talking about this. If you have any topics you want me to talk about, I will gladly talk about them. I wish you have a beautiful day. And see you in my next episode, hopefully. Well, bye guys, and have a wonderful school week. Wonderful week, and for parents, have a wonderful week at work. Bye guys.